Hello and welcome to Bites by MSDN. I'm Tim Huckabee. And today we have a special guest. It's Orville McDonald from Microsoft.
Hello, everyone. Tim, nice to see you again.
It is great to see you, young man. Well, actually, not so young anymore. You've been at Microsoft over 10 years.
Yes.
You're a product manager on the Visual Studio team.
Correct.
Which means very exciting times right now.
Unbelievably exciting. It's funny, when I think back to when I first started in computer science, right, and kind of the challenges we were trying to tackle, and it was all about, like, those Windows apps. And now it's, like, about Windows apps again.
Well, for me, it was COBOL. It was Windows apps.
Yeah. For me, it was Windows apps and C++ going on to the web, right? And now we're talking about web, cloud, phone. Windows itself has moved from, like, a desktop operating system to tablets, phones. So it's exciting times.
Yeah, and you're focused on developer productivity and building apps in the cloud. I mean, that's a big part of your job, right?
Yes, definitely.
So expand on that a little bit. What's exciting about the new product, Visual Studio 11?
Right.
What excites you, and what makes it easier, and why are we building cloud apps?
Okay, so there's a lot of great things that excite me about Visual Studio. I could actually talk to you all day about it, but I'll keep
me
it
too.
Focused. Yeah, because, you know, we're on a limited time frame, but a few things. When I think about the cloud, right? So when I first started at Microsoft, I worked in Windows Live, and we worked on a lot of majorly scalable systems, tens of millions of users.
Sure.
And I remember the pain of having to go through and, you know, set up new machines and, you know, configure everything. And there was a lot of time spent on infrastructure, right?
Configuration management. It was a big deal back then.
Yeah, that is true. But now, kind of with the cloud, right, people can really focus on the value that they provide, which is the application development, and have really that platform and that infrastructure managed for them so they can focus on what they do best. So it opens up a whole new world of possibilities that weren't available to people before.
Now, I would say that's what makes business guys excited.
Right.
Right, because economies of scale and you're spinning up environments like that, whereas configuration management was very difficult just a few short years ago.
Yeah.
But us developer folks love the tool.
Yes.
Right. We can't live without the tool.
Right.
We need a version at least every 2 years.
Yes.
And there are some exciting features, not only that you guys have come clean on in the last few months, but features that are coming that are going to be a surprise for us. So of the stuff you can talk about, what's the exciting new features for you in the tool?
Wow, there's so many things. I don't even know kind of which part to focus on. But a few of them that really stand out to me, one of them is IntelliTrace in production. Right?
Yes.
There's this whole fact that, like, these intermittent problems that you would see in these production environments, now, like a DVR, you could just rewind them back, realize what happened, and really get to the source of the problem very quickly. I think the Windows 8 tooling in Visual Studio is unbelievable, right? Many people today may not have tablets available to them, but the simulator provides not only an emulation of Windows itself, but you have cool things like setting your location. So sitting in my office in Redmond or right here in Las Vegas, right, we could go through and pretend that we're somewhere else in the world with latitude, longitude, altitude adjustments. Even the fact that for Windows 8, there's three different ways you could program for it. Whether you're a web developer with HTML and JavaScript, .NET developers could leverage C# and VB.NET, and native C++ developers could leverage that with XAML. So that's just one aspect. Like, for Visual Studio 11, it's just an unbelievable tool.
And you flew the Windows 8 thing, you know. When I can't remember a time in history where Microsoft actually won an award for design, and they did for Metro.
Yes.
And it's magical. And what do we call the scaling thing in Windows 8? I'll think of it in a second. And so will you. But I've heard you speak about how you guys are going to make it so easy to build Metro-based applications, right? With the tile-based applications, as they're often called.
Right.
Talk a little bit about that.
Okay, so in the case with Metro, one of the reasons why it came into being is that when we were only focused on desktops, right, you tend to have larger screens, so you have a lot of real estate to play around with menus and different types of Chrome in your applications. But as the form factors start to shrink, real estate in each pixel becomes that much more important. And for people who are using applications, what really matters is the content and the experience. So when you travel around and you go through airports and different locations, there's a certain style that's used for really conveying information, whether you speak the language or not, whether you know what you're going, if the symbols are intuitive or not. And we actually brought that experience to your mobile devices via Metro, right? So Metro is this whole new design paradigm that helps people become more productive and create better apps for the new form factors we're seeing. So it's really exciting.
And isn't it funny that the old programmer guys like us are talking about design?
I know.
How the world has changed.
I remember.
Obviously, your product has come a long way in helping us.
Right.
You know, clearly we need designers. But the tooling does a lot of nice design for us.
It does. And not only does it help a lot with the design, but it helps with you fixing your design. So, for example, one great feature we have is Page Inspector for our web developers. So today what would often happen is you're debugging a website you're developing. You go to Internet Explorer, you use the F12 developer tools, or if you use another browser, you use those developer tools. You find your problem, and then you go back to Visual Studio to fix it, and you go through this round-tripping process. Well, now with Page Inspector, you get that F12 developer tool functionality directly within Visual Studio.
Right.
So you could actually play around, and there's a preview view where you actually see the exact lines of code that contributed to what's being rendered in the Page Inspector. So you could find your design issues and fix them right there in place, all within Visual Studio. It's an unbelievably amazing tool.
And what clearly you're excited.
Yeah,
I'm pumped. The product. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for coming today and talking about this awesome product you're working on, and it's Perspective Zoom.
Oh, yes.
And thank you guys for watching.